You did a little bit, to be honest. And I didn't request. I thought you'd like to play that. Don't you say thank you to those songs that have given you a house and things like that?
Yeah.
Surely you have to be a little bit grateful to that.
Thank you to the song that's given us a house. It's just that it's like we've got so much new material that we're dying to.
So have I. And I never get to do any of it. He lied. Okay, so you have a brand new album, 14th album. It's coming out. It's out today, actually. Nothing But Love is the single from Girl at the End of the World. And you say this is the toughest album you've had to make so far. That's what I read last night. Please don't tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, thank heaven. Why?
You don't trust me now.
No, I don't.
Well, we were kind of edging towards a new sound, and that's difficult without making a fool of yourself. It's like, you know, we were getting more grooves. Jimmy, our bass player, gets sexier with age, and more keyboard. Mark, who's been famously shy within our band, is coming out. And he's giving us a glare.
Revelation after revelation.
Well done, Mark. He's out. And so, you know, you're edging towards looking for a new sound, but you don't know what you're doing half the time.
Right.
And it was really hard to make. And it gets fraught. We're a fairly democratic band, so there's a million opinions flying at you one way or another, and it got quite tense in the studio.
But you're happy with the end results, aren't you? But
we're ecstatic with the end result.
Okay, and there's a world tour. You've sold out in many venues across Britain, and you kick off the tour in a couple of weeks' time, which is excellent. We're going to have the brand new single in a moment or two. Now, you're a huge fan of Jeremy Irons, aren't you? Because you've acted yourself, haven't you? So
I have acted myself. I was in Batman Begins, actually.
Oh, with,
yeah. Yeah, because Nolan, I was a serial killer, Victor Saz, and I
perfect
one day
perfect casting.
Does what?
Perfect casting.
That's not acting. Oh, thank you very much. And I was sitting in makeup, and Batman was sitting next to me about the third day in full regalia, Christian Bale acting as Batman because he didn't change off set, and he came and stood over me. He goes, "Are you Tim Booth from James?" And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Laid saved my life," and I'm sitting there like a kid going, "Batman likes James." So yeah, I had that moment, which was really lovely.
All
really
right,
sweet.
You're a big fan of this man, aren't
I'm
you?
I'm a big fan of this man. And your reading of Lolita actually is one of the most amazing things I've ever heard.
That's nice. That's nice. I have to say, that was the sweetest song. I'd never heard that before, but I'm away a lot, which is why must be that I'd never heard it. It is the sweetest sound. How you can make that sound at this time in the morning was beyond me. And don't worry about playing that, because I will go and buy all your albums. This is just fantastic. Just fantastic.
Thank you, Jeremy.
No, brilliant.
Even if he doesn't mean it.
I do mean it. I do mean it.
Can we put you on the posters?
Yeah, put me on the posters.
All right. We got more guests coming in. Alex Jones with us, Jeremy Irons, James now. Three more live songs from those guys. And Paloma Faith is with us next.